Do you know anything about stagecoach stop?
I've never had any out here.
Okay. Where the closest one was?
I don't know of any big town. When we lived for a mile, folks came out here in 1905. And we always went to this little town of Hillsboro all the time, so we had this store over here. This store was over here all my life too. But as far as the stagecoach, there was no stagecoach or any stages or anything out this way. You had to take your own horse and buggy to the little town.
Who owned this area? Did one person own most of Bald Peak?
Not most of Bald Peak, but this place here. And up here, the next place where Browns live on now. And the one across the road. And the one right down below me. Was all owned by Lee Brown's great-granddad at that time. And then the Brown family kept it in their family, most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And ours was bought off of it. And the place right over here, across the fence, was bought off of the Browns. Well, it was, they must have immigrated out here and then took it as a land grant or something, I suppose. I don't know how they got it, but then there was four of us. And this place down here belonged to a Brown. Mm-hmm. And now Lee's still got that. And then they sold one of the Browns. Another Brown owned the place across the road, and it was sold to somebody else. And now Lee bought it back again. But this section of land right in here, about 200 or 300 acres right in here belonged to Browns at one time.
How long has the store been there?
Store's been there as long before I was born. I know as long as I can remember. It's probably there. I suppose been there since the early 1900s or before.
Mm. Where was the old Farmington View School, or was there one?
There wasn't a school called Farmington View School.
Where was the other one?
There was one Farmington, Farmington School, the original Farmington School, was over on the Rude Bridge Road. If you know where the road, where that little pond is just below your school?
Yeah.
Well, there's a road that goes straight through there and goes to the east there. And when you come to the next oil road over there, it was right there in the corner. The old school was right as you come to that road. That was where the Farmington School was. And the Laurel School was right over here. Mm-hmm. Right by the church on the other side of the store.
Mm.
That building, the other side of the store, was a schoolhouse. That wasn't the school I went to, but that was on the land of the school I went to.
Mm.
And I don't remember what year they went together, the Laurel and Farmington schools, but that's been quite a few years ago.
When did the Laurel area originate?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was in 1890 or somewhere around in there, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know when. My folks come out here around 1905, and Uncle Fred, I think he come out here around about that time, too. I don't remember when Grandpa and Grandma come out up on the hill. They had a place up on the mountain and further, but this, honey? Mom? When did the Indians come when this country started building up out in here, wasn't it, or 1889? It was around in there someplace where they started getting this community around here, Laurel, around.
Mm-hmm.
Started about 18, I'd say in the 1880s or the 90s, somewhere in there. Because that's, I don't know for sure, but it was, everything's been here since I've been here. All Laurel, it was called Laurel when I was a kid, and there was a Laurel school over there, and Laurel used to be a Laurel store. Now they got, I guess they still call it the Laurel store yet. I don't know what to do for them now. And I've been here 71 years.
What school did you go to?
I went to an old school on the building at Laurel, where that school, where that apartment house is there, right across from the store, you know where the store is?
Yeah.
And that little apartment goes. So that was the schoolhouse there. That was a newer school, but the old schoolhouse stood on the same ground where I went to school, and they tore that down and they built that new school there. And that school was where, I think our boys went to that school there. And then after about time our boys got out of school, and then they moved out to Farmington out here.
Were most of the forests, were they mostly like they are now, or were they?
Well, there was lots of timber around here then. A lot of this land's been grubbed and cleared since I was a kid here. This woods up here was all great big trees, big fir trees. Oh, there's a lot of them, two and 3 foot through. You know, big trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was cut off, it was logged off and cut off for wood, mostly cut off for wood and sold for wood at one time. And there's been, a lot of these fields here have all been cleared up since I've been here. This place over here, a lot of the land was cleared. Well, I just cleared a little of this land on this place myself. Not very much of it. Dad had most of it cleared, but we had big trees out in here that we burned the wood out, right off there in the pasture there that was 3 foot through or more. Some of them 4 foot through.
Has your family been in this area in Oregon most of the as far as you know?
Dad and Mom come from Switzerland when they were kids. And they come out to Oregon, I think in about 91 or 92 when they first come out to this country.
1891. A long time ago.
Yeah. And they lived, mother lived down by Beaverton. Well, not by Beaverton, just a little ways south of just a little ways north of Aloha on Walker Road. That's where she was raised. When they come out there when she was 8 years old, and that's where she was raised. And then my dad and them come out here and around, 91 or 92, someplace out in here. And my grandpa had a place up on the mountain out here, and they was just, Dad was 16 when he came out, 16 or 17 or maybe 18 when he came out here. Probably about 18, I guess, when he came out here. So they lived in Vancouver, I think, a short time before they came out here.
Mm-hmm.
When they come from Switzerland. So they've been here from the time they were about 20 years old. Dad was maybe 18. And Mom was about, so she was 7 when they left Switzerland.
Do you know anybody else in this area that I could talk to that has been here for a long time?
Lee Brown up here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his granddad, and he can tell you all the land that his granddad owned in here. He's the same age as I am. We were both born and lived right here all our lives. Now, he probably knows more about all the Brown land, all the Browns owned in here than I do, of course. It was his great-granddad that come out here with an ox team. And he could tell you when they come out here, when his grandfather came out here, and he can tell you maybe probably more about the age of the country maybe than I could, because his grandfather was out here earlier than I could. So you ought to just see him. He should, if his dad, I think his grandfather and his granddad and his dad and him probably knows quite a bit about how long this was. But I know his granddad come out here with an ox team from across the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to him too, and he'd know. He'd be about the only other one around here that would know anything about it much. Or Mr. John Malloy. He's 80. He must be 86, about 89 years old, and he was born and raised in this country. And he can tell you more about it than I can do, but he remembers more. He's 20 years older than he is.
Yeah.
So he'd know more about it, too. You know where he lives?
No.
Well, he lives just above the cemetery. You know where the cemetery is, right over to the church. He lives just by the cemetery, and he can tell you all about the country. He's the oldest person around here that I know of that was born and raised here. So he'd know more about it than I do, but he was seen. He's 90-something, 80, well, he must be pretty close there. He must be about 80. Maybe he's pretty near 90. He's between 85 and 90. Mm-hmm. He could tell you a lot.
The information you just heard was from Janet, who lives at Route 2, Box 265, Hillsborough, Oregon. Their phone number is 281265. The next information you will hear is from John Malloy. Start here.
What is it?
When did your family start here?
Well, my grandfather come here in 1872.
That's a long time ago.
He homesteaded at this place. My father was 12 years old, and he lived till he was 87 years old. I was born on this farm. Mm. This is a Malloy homestead. It's a Malloy farm, what they call a century farm.
Yeah.
Tom McCall, when he was governor, signed the papers, you know. You've heard of a 100-year century farm, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it made this a 100-year century farm. Now what?
Do you know when the Laurel area started?
The Laurel area?
The Laurel area, this area.
Yeah, the Laurel area, the name of Laurel. You see, they didn't have any post office. My father grew up and then along, see, 72 and 78 or 79, they was going over towards the Chehalem Valley for their mail. Well, and all of them, the settlers here, decided on getting Malloy was the first postmaster, my grandfather, that Malloy had. I think that was in 1879, they appointed him. Well, you see, they was going over to on our horse, over to Chehalem Valley, that's just over this side of Newburgh.
Yeah.
Chehalem Valley, over the hill, maybe you know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, they'd bring the mail over to the Malloys, and the settlers would come in and pick up their mail.
Yeah.
A couple of times a week, you know, they'd go over there on a horse. Well, so they decided there's more settlers around here. They'd have a Malloy appointed as a postmaster, from the Postmaster General in Washington, D.C. So, in order to do that, they had to have a name for the settlement. So they met, well, you know where, just outside of Law, a quarter mile, rooted, Lynn, a half mile. What's his name? Lives there just beyond the land. Jones, and then comes then Kimball.
Mm-hmm.
He lives there, you know where they live?
Yeah.
Kimball, they had some children go to school. Well, that's where they met the name, the settlers met at Coonard Williams' house.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old house stood there, the big maple trees. I remember them, the old house. They met there at that place, and how they come to name it Law, with the Law and the Drone Tree, you know, up here in Denfeld. Have you ever been in there to the dryer in Denfeld? There's a big Law tree out there on that vacant ground just beyond. You know what a Law tree is, do you? Madrone, goes out in the woods. So they named it Law, L-A-U-R-E-L, Law, after that Law tree. And he was appointed postmaster, and he carried on postmaster. My father got married in 1886, so 2 months in October, and in August of 1886, they appointed my father, Edward. See, my grandfather was Alfred Malloy, and my dad was Edward Malloy. So they my grandfather turned it over to my dad to be postmaster. And he was postmaster here for a number of years after he was married. And so they started the law store down here along about 1892 or 3, somewhere along there, 94. And of course then they appointed Messinger as postmaster. Messinger was running the store, old timers that lived next to us up here, Gus Messinger. So that way my father, instead of the house, they come to the store and had a post office at the store.
Yeah.
See, and buy their groceries and, or just a general, go to Portland with a wagon once a week and pick up supplies for their store. They didn't have grocery wagons or delivering in them days. They had to go to Portland, eggs and chickens and veal and hogs haul into the town and peddle them out, and they'd bring a supplies back for the people here.
So there weren't any stagecoaches?
Huh?
There weren't any stagecoaches?
No, there were no stagecoaches at that time, okay. No. See, it was 20, it's 19 miles from Laurel to 18, to Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, Port of Jefferson.
When was the old Farmington School built? When was the old Farmington School built?
You mean the Farmington View School that they got now?
No, the other one over by the pond.
Over
the
there.
The old one.
The old one was over there by Reese's. It's the old Reese place, the orange there now. I don't know when that, I know when our school was, first one was a schoolhouse down, the school, Ryle Schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Farmington, that's out of our territory.
Do you know when that was built?
Pardon?
Do you know when that was built?
This year, the first school I had was just beyond the hall. Mm-hmm. On down by Don Reese lives there now. That house on down.
Yeah.
It was just a 1x12, 16x20 or 24, rough lumber. That was their schoolhouse. And, made the benches with, you know, just out of rough lumber. That was along about 18, well, I don't know just exactly when the schoolhouse did have the date of it. In the early 90s, late 80s, somewhere along there.
Do you know when the bell for the Farmington View School, the bell?
Well, that comes from the Ryle School.
Yeah, do you know when it was transferred?
Huh?
Do you know when it was moved there?
Well, it was moved after they consolidated, you know, left this school. That was about 1963, four along there. Well, I know we set the filbert orchard, and that's when they, I guess they took the bell when they, they consolidated this law school into Farmington View, you know, and different, well, there was Fir Grove, Ferdale, and I guess Grable School out north there was all consolidated into Farmington View. This school of ours here, well, I got pictures here of this, my wife's in it. You know, 1898, I went to school down here, law, and I was five, let's see, 1896, 97, I remember I was 5, 6 years old. I was born in 1891. Been on this ranch ever since. What's your name?
Scott Jacob.
Scott?
When did they build the Laurel School?
Then when did they
build the Laurel School?
Well, you mean this one that's turned into a...
Yeah.
Well, the first one, the two-room school was built there in 1926. That's, he made two apartments out of it. Then, a few years later, they built that addition on, you know, the third room. They made, it's in 1926. I was on the board of directors and helped get the
thing out.
Put in a water system. Well, that was in OPS. know, PWA, Public Works Administration. They run their line. That was about 1932 or 3, I guess, was when they put the water system in. But that schoolhouse was built in 1926, the first two rooms.
Yeah.
Then the other room addition to that was, 10 years later, maybe 38 or 40. Yeah, 12, 15 years later.
When were the other buildings, when were the other buildings like the church and the store built?
Well, the store was built along about 1893 or 4. The hall was built in the community hall, mm-hmm. was built in 1924.
When was the church built?
Well, that church, the first church, you see, burnt down at the head there. It was built the first one that burnt down was built about 1902, somewhere along there, early 1900. Mm. Then it got a fire, I think that was in 1948, somewhere along there.
Yeah.
It got a fire and burnt down. It burnt a slashing across the road called Bershinon. It set a fire. And it was a whirlwind coming, took a chunk of hot bark up a few days after they burnt that whole area. Lit on the roof, and it was shingle roof, and it got a fire and burnt it down.
You don't know anything about the Farmington school over
there? Well, no, that's out of my line, the Farmington. The old Farmington school.
Mm.
Ron Reese is old timer living on that place there by it. It's his dad. I doubt it. His dad and mother, I doubt if he even knows when that was built. Burke Carter, the old timers of that Farmington shoemaker, sure all of them are dead and gone. There's a little that building left there, the old schoolhouse. I think they used it for a sheep. That's on the Lauren Reese place.
Yeah. Okay. When did Laurel get its name?
I don't really know.
No?
I've asked a lot of people, and it was named after a laurel trees that grow around here.
Yeah.
But, pardon?
In the front of his book, a man named it because of the trees.
Well, it was named. But when did it?
Right here it tells you where Laurel got its name.
1879.
Do you know when Bald Pete got its name?
Yeah, I know. I don't know when, but I know why.
Yeah.
I can remember back when you could stand on top of Bald Peak up there on the rocks. And you see in all directions, there was no timber at all. It was just bare.
Jeez.
It was just bald as could be. Yeah, there was no trees up there.
So
now they're like that.
Jeez.
But that's the reason it was called Bald Peak. It was so rocky, there was nothing growing on it. You could stand out there and you could see all the way around.
I don't know whether we tell in there where it had its name.
Which burnt down was right across. I mean, the other road sits right here, and the church was right here, and the schoolhouse was here.
Mm-hmm.
The schoolhouse, the church burnt down.
You mean that was before the Laurel Church?
No. Oh, yeah, that was a different church.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to see whether we had in here where Bald Peak got his name. We didn't. Bald Peak line.
Because it was just bald as could be.
Yeah.
You could step up, stand right up on the rock over there.
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't say what year how it was made or when. But this tells the year that it was made into a state park. Well,
picture of the mountaintop church before it burnt down.
And in here it tells you what year it was made into a state park. I think it was 1931.
Yeah, May 31st, 1931. Do you know anything about, do you know any of the Feltons?
Feltons?
Yeah.
I know all of them, yeah.
Do you know when the Grandma Felton, do you know when her barn was built? And who built it?
I don't know which one you're talking about. Yeah. No, that would be, way back in...
Who owned that place before the Feltons?
Huh?
Who owned that place before the Feltons?
Oh, Guy Hathorn.
Hathorn?
He didn't build that barn, though.
Oh, it was before that, long, long time before that. Yeah.
Felton's family is in here.
Bill Hathorn owned...
Owned it before?
Down before, below the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
He owned that place there. But then this is the one that's on this side of Laurel.
Yeah. On this side of the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was Guy Hathorn was on that for a long, long time.
Yeah. I thought maybe we had the Hathorns here. I know there is. Well, here's the Feltons.
Yeah.
And they were born in England and came to the United States in 1909.
Yeah, that's...
You've got that.
No, I need that, but I can get that book at school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was west of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They called him Guy. His name was George, but they called him Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, what next?
trying to remember. Do you know anything about how Mount Olive Cemetery got its name?
Who?
Well, look it up in the Laurel book.
It was named after...
Well, I think... You can get all that out of this book.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to look in the right place.
No. There is a picture taken at the beach over at the Oceanside in July of 1902. And I can name practically everybody on it. A whole group from this community went over there, that whole farm.
They went by team.
Yeah, that's before they had an automobile.
And there weren't any stagecoaches around here, were there?
No. The mail went over from here, over there, once a week or twice a week, over the Wilson River.
And then John Malloy came in here.
Here's about
if it's in there, it'll be right there.
It was formed in 1878. And it was called Mount Olive Baptist Church, and that's why I suppose, read your history there right quickly.
The name chosen was Mount Olive Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And that was for the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the cemetery was named.
After the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my granddad was a charter member of the Baptist Church when the Baptist Church was formed. And
he helped build it.
They just decided on the...
Just a group of them got together and formed a...
Decided to name the church that, so the...
And then the cemetery was named after the church.
Okay. When did the first church burn down? When did the first Laurel church burn down?
It's there in the
hallway.
What is it?
It's there in the book.
It's there in the book?
In the book.
Mountaintop Church. Laurel Post Office.
If you want to skim through that. I didn't tell you the year it was first started here at Laurel. You wondered when the when that building burnt
and when it was when it when they built it and when it burnt.
Destroyed by fire.
September the
22nd, 1948.
That's when it was destroyed.
That's when it was burnt.
Mm-hmm, that was when it burned.
On September, totally destroyed by fire.
Simple frame church. Let's see. In 1897, they first started it.
Mm-hmm.
First built it. Oh.
Yeah, 1897.
Hmm. And then they finally rebuilt it in 1950, right? Or somewhere in there. A new construction.
New sanctuary is completed and dedicated January the 29th, 1950.
Which means they rebuilt it.
That's what
and
it means.
Then they added on and
'74, an expansion project was begun.
Yeah, okay.
It was completed in '76.
Mm, took them 2 years.
Yeah, that's the way they do it. Well, they got the frame up, and then they got it finished, and they finally got the insides all fixed.
Your grandfather was the first person to come out here, or do you know who was the first person to come out here?
Let's see. No, the Malloys and the Campbells were here in this area before my grandfather was. They were the only ones right here close, I think. And down a little ways, closer to the river, was the Robinsons. And then I think they were some... When did the Whitmores come? Campbells was first, wasn't it?
Campbells was first.
And then there was the Whitmores and the Robinsons and Finnegans, McCormicks. That was the old standby. Half this mountain up here at one time was Whitmore's.
Mm.
There was a whole slew of them.
Man. Probably had a whole school full of Whitmore's.
Just about, yeah. Just about.
Yeah. And the old Laurel school was...
The Campbells came here in 1852. Now that's a long time ago. They were one of the first families.
See, that was, and my folks came in 67.
68.
Yeah.
To Oregon, but not to Laurel.
Yeah, they didn't come to Laurel.
They came to Laurel in...
76.
Mm-hmm.
And the Campbells have been here, see, since 52. That was a long time.
Mm-hmm. And then the Malloys?
The Malloys came...
Came to Oregon in... Right here. Right here, isn't it?
They came to Oregon in 1871.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my folks came in 76.
Came in 72.
And they came to Laurel in 72.
Mm-hmm. That book is...
That book is...
Yeah, that's your history right there.
That's your history. I think we donated one of these to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there's one, there should be one at the Farmington School.
Farmington?
In the library.
In the library.
I think there is.
You can check sometime.
Now,
you know,
did you see that one? That's a picture of John Malloy.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Do you know anything about the Farmington School, the old one, that the bell for the Farmington View School came from?
Well, the bell that the Farmington View School has now is from the Laurel School.
Oh.
Yeah.
From the Laurel School.
Yeah, it came from the Laurel
School. I thought it was from the other one.
No, it's from us.
Mm. Do you know anything about the Farmington school?
The real old one? No.
You have to go to...
Brian, the Reese.
Lauren Reese, or yeah. Maybe Al Schumrich.
Some of the Vogues.
Yeah.
Cecil Vogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Cecil Vogue?
I've talked to Walt Schmidt and John Malloy.
Uh-huh.
And I've got lots.
If you want the history of the Farmington community, you should go to Lauren Reese or Al Schumrich or Cecil Vogue. They're all old, old residents.
Oh, they're way, way back. Uh-huh. Their parents go around.
We saw the, in our tag class, we saw the old blackboard in that old school.
Uh-huh.
Some of those names.
See, Al Schumrich lives on a 100-year farm, too, a century farm.
Yeah, century farm.
Yeah. See, there's my dad, right there.
And that's at the...
And this little bush, right there, is still alive and down at the Lord Place. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Well, that little brush pile, brush patch, right the other side of Walter Schmidt's house, down there a couple of hundred yards.
That's where this house was.
That's where this house was.
And that's the land that we own. That's
been in the family for over 100
years. Just past the
Walter
Schmidt's house. Down that way?
Down that way, yeah. That little brush patch standing right there in the edge of the field. That's one reason we haven't ever taken it out.
This is where that house was.
And that little bush right there, it's as big around as this table now, Matt. Been there 100 years.
That's amazing.
Must have been close to 100 years because there's my dad, and I think he was about 15, 16 years old then.
Mm-hmm.
And that bush has been there a long time then, so.
Yeah. So much history.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Now,
there is my wife's family. Her mother and father and her brothers and sisters. And now, what else do you want here?
Well... I don't know.
Yeah, the second one was missing her. And it was a blacksmith shop, and a schoolhouse, and a garage. Big town.
Yeah.
And then in 1923, they built the hall.
Yeah.
Laurel Hall.
And that's down here by the church.
Okay.
Area. And that's the crossroad.
Okay, here's the store now. And here's the church.
Yeah.
The blacksmith shop was right there, and the other store was right there. Now the hall is not there now.
Yeah. Oh.
And the apartment house.
Right there.
Yeah.
I thought there isn't there an apartment in the store building?
There's one on the top of it, too. I think there is, too, yeah.
And where was the school? Where was the schoolhouse, though?
That is part of the apartment.
Oh.
They took the schoolhouse and made apartments out of it. Oh. Yeah, that's where it is right now.
That's what that kind of... large building is
yeah
down
yeah.
by the
then they build on
yeah
yeah,
oh.
yeah.